right, good evening. Well, as Andy said, my name is Terry Isles. I'm a part of Cornerstone along with my wife, Sarah, and our four-year-old daughter, Emma. Also, as Andy mentioned as well, so excited and blessed to serve as one of your elders. We live in Boxborough, and I work as a doctoral student in Hebrew and Old Testament studies. And for those of you who know me, it may come as no surprise that my faith story may seem a little bit dry and undramatic. In spite of this, I am amazed at how extravagant God's grace to me is. So I came to faith in Jesus at the young age of 6. On an overnight canoe trip with my dad and my two brothers, I prayed to confess my sins and express faith in Jesus. I've often looked back on that experience and tried to remember exactly what I understood. And as I'm sure you can imagine, it's very difficult to remember exactly what was going on in your heart and mind as a 6-year-old. I do believe that at that time I understood the basics of the gospel and that I truly trusted in Christ that evening on that sandbar. However, tonight I'm so thankful that my confidence before God does not rest in my ability to remember what I was thinking of as a 6-year-old. I'm so thankful that my confidence is in the sure foundation of Jesus' life, death, and resurrection, which does not change. And that by God's work in my heart, I'm still repenting of my sins and trusting in Jesus today. Now, though my memory of my conversion is a bit hazy, my recollection of God's work in my teenage years remains very clear. Around the time of my sophomore and junior years of high school, I had 3 experiences with God that set the course for who I am today. First, as a 15-year-old, I fell in love with a summer staffer at the Christian camp that my dad managed. And she's even more beautiful today and remains my love and support. Sarah has been such a source of God's grace in my life. Second, that same summer, I made a commitment at that same camp at a worship service to dedicate my life to serve God in Christian ministry. Now, I had no idea what that meant at the time. I didn't know if that meant I was supposed to be a pastor or if I was supposed to become a missionary or if I was supposed to be a dedicated Christian working a normal job. In my mind and heart, what I committed to that night was handing my life and my future career to Jesus as a blank check. And then third, about a year after that, I came to know a man named Charlie Bailey, who was a volunteer in my church's youth ministry. And he was teaching us one Wednesday night, and he was teaching us about the importance of the Bible in our relationship with God. And that night, just a normal Wednesday night youth Bible study, God spoke to me in such a powerful way. And, excuse me. I made a commitment that night that I was going to completely rebuild my faith on the basis of Scripture alone. No longer was I going to take my parents' word for it or even my church's word for it. I was going to go back to the Scriptures. And so for about the next year and a half, reading the Bible became something very serious and something all-consuming for me. And through this process as a teenager, I found something I wasn't looking for. I thought I was going to the Bible to untie the theological knots in my mind. However, I soon realized that I was wrestling with God himself in the text of the Bible. And Scripture became more than an answer book to me. It became a meeting place. And God, in his great mercy, overcame my heart in that season of my life. And I discovered that God's words are not only true, but they're also more precious than gold and sweeter than honey. So the grace that God showed me in those 2 years, my sophomore and junior years of high school, they basically set the trajectory for my life. The stage was set for whenever I went to college, where I discovered the beauties of seeing God specifically in the Old Testament. I was introduced to the Bible in its original languages for the first time. And it was there that I learned that there was such a thing as biblical scholarship, and that I could seek God and serve the church in that field. Now, there's much more to this, and my faith story, thankfully, is still being written. And I am confident that the sweetest days of communion with God remain in my future. I would love to speak with you more about my faith story, and I would love to hear yours as well. Please feel free to come and speak with me afterwards. And I wanted to conclude tonight by reading what I hope is the defining Bible passage for my life. It comes from the beginning of the book of Psalms. says, "Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He's like a tree planted by streams of water that yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither, and all that he does, he prospers."